Tough day for Twitter, users react to massive platform security breach. By Lucas Nolan on July 16, 2020. Following the recent hijacking of multiple high-profile Twitter accounts, users on the platform have begun to analyze the cyber attack and the effects it may have on the platform's future. Twitter recently faced a major security breach as the accounts of multiple high-profile individuals and companies were hijacked, including Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and the official accounts of ride-sharing service Uber and tech giant Apple. Now, many individuals from multiple fields are reacting to the news that major accounts were apparently easily hijacked in the space of a few hours, and how the platform could prevent such an attack again in the future. Motherboard reporter Jason Kobler tweeted that photos of internal Twitter tools shared with Motherboard by sources claiming to have knowledge of the hack are being removed from Twitter for containing personal information, despite the screenshots simply showing an internal Twitter dashboard with no identifying info. Many across Twitter have begun to worry about the impact of the hack. Game developer Mark Kern, best known for working as a team lead on the popular game World of Warcraft, tweeted that the hack could have some really, really big impacts. Journalist and esports commentator Richard Lewis claimed in a tweet that the leaked internal tools prove that the company lied to Congress about the types of tools they had in place. This likely refers to what appears to be blacklisting options for accounts in Twitter's internal tools. Dorsey and his staff have long claimed that the act of shadow banning or preventing users' tweets from being seen is a conspiracy theory. Journalist Tim Poole came to a similar conclusion, stating that blacklisting options are clearly labeled in the leaked internal screenshots. Kim.com, the German-Finnish internet entrepreneur and founder of the file-sharing website MeganUpload.com, who is fighting 2012 charges of copyright infringement and money laundering related to the site, commented that the hack has revealed that evidence from social media is no longer reliable in court as it can be edited by Twitter employees or anyone with access to Twitter's internal tools. The account of the cryptocurrency wallet MyCrypto posted a number of tweets outlining when certain accounts posted tweets containing links to Bitcoin donation scams and the Bitcoin addresses linked to the scam. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted that it was a tough day at the company following the events of the hack. Many made light of the situation, including British television host Piers Morgan, who tweeted that he would not be tweeting Bitcoin advice. Breitbart News will continue to follow this story and update readers on the latest events as more information comes to light. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.